Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a selector dub jungle fill blueprint for old school D&B vibes. This is not about throwing random drum licks at the end of a phrase. We're building a repeatable transition system, the kind of fill that feels like a selector pulling the tune into the next section with intention. Think chopped breaks, dub delay throws, a bassline that knows when to step back, and just enough controlled chaos to make the drop feel bigger when it lands. The big idea here is automation first. In jungle and old school drum and bass, the best fills usually aren't just extra notes. They're movement, contrast, and phrase control. So instead of starting with sound design, we start with the arrangement. We decide where the turn happens first. Then we shape the drums, bass, and effects around that moment. Set your loop or arrangement section first. A great place to work is the last bar or two before a new phrase, especially around bar 7 to 8 of an 8-bar cycle, or bar 15 to 16 of a 16-bar cycle. At around 170 to 175 BPM, that last bar is often where the energy needs to shift from groove into transition. That's where the fill lives. Now build from the existing break, not from scratch. Duplicate your main break track to a new lane. Something like break fill. Keep the same sample family so the fill still feels glued to the track. If the break already has that human, slightly unstable jungle feel, preserve it. That imperfect timing is part of the character. On this fill lane, edit only the last one or two bars. Keep the core backbeat recognizable. Add one extra snare pickup. Add a ghost kick just before the final snare. Maybe throw in a short, reversed slice or a half-beat stutter right at the end. You want it to feel like the break has turned the corner, not like a completely different loop got pasted in. If you want more control, use sliced a new MIDI track and program the chops as MIDI. But if the source break already has strong groove, audio editing can sound more natural. In jungle, the smear, the transient overlap, and the slight messiness are part of the magic. Next, create a dedicated drum bus if you haven't already. Group your drums, then keep an ear on how the whole thing moves together. You can lightly shape the drum bus with stock Ableton tools. Drum bus can add a little drive and transient push. Glue compressor can keep the section together, and EQ8 can clean up any harshness if the fill starts getting too bright. Don't overdo it. The fill should have a bit more aggression than the groove, but it should never bloat the low end. Now comes the real heart of this approach, automation. Before adding more sounds, draw the movement. Automate filter cutoff on the break or fill. Automate delay send level. Automate reverb send. Automate bass mute or a low pass dip. And if needed, automate stereo width with utility. This is where the fill becomes a performance instead of a static edit. Use auto filter for sweeps and tunnel-like motion. A cutoff sweep somewhere in the range of 180 Hz up to 12 kHz, depending on your source, can create a clean rise in tension. Keep resonance moderate, maybe around 10 to 35%, so the sweep is clear but not piercing. For dub throws, echo is your best friend. A short sync delay, like 1/8, 1/4, or dotted 1/8, can be thrown onto the last snare or rimshot. Bring feedback up briefly for that classic selector style tail, then pull it back fast so the groove stays clean. And here's a key lesson. Automate the send, not the whole effect, whenever possible. That keeps the dry break identity intact while letting the throw appear only where you want it. The same goes for reverb. Short, dark room tails usually work better than big cinematic washes. Jungle fills need space, not fog. Now make room for the bass. This is one of the most important parts. If the bass keeps talking at full volume while the drums are trying to create the transition, the fill loses impact. So in the last half bar to one bar, automate a bass duck, a mute, or a gentle filter close. If it's a res, narrow it or close the top end a bit. If it's heavy sub, keep it simple or drop it out briefly. You can use utility for a quick gain dip of maybe 2 to 6 dB, or auto filter to tame the upper motion. A really strong D&B move is call and response. Let the fill hit in the drums, then have the bass answer on the downbeat of the next phrase. That re-entry is where the energy returns. Without a clear return point, the fill can feel directionless. With one obvious landing point, the listener locks back into the tune instantly. For that selector dub flavor, add a few FX throws on return tracks. A short room reverb on one return, an echo return with the top rolled off, maybe a darker atmosphere return for rare moments. Send the final snare into echo and automate the feedback for a brief spike. That gives you the feeling of a live dub system, like someone is riding the desk in real time. The FX should sit behind the drums, not swallow them. Think smoke and motion. not giant cinematic clouds. Now tighten the edit so it feels intentional. Use clip level shaping and arrangement automation together. Shift a ghost note slightly late for swing. Shorten a hit by a few milliseconds if it needs more snap. Micromute a kick to create syncopation. If you're using MIDI chops, adjust velocity so the fill feels played, not machine stamped. Old school jungle lives on movement and instability, not perfect grid conformity. A powerful variation is to layer a second break only on the final two beats. High pass that layer around 200 to 300 Hz and let the original break carry the body. The second layer is just there for texture and urgency. That gives the fill more edge without destroying the groove. Because this is a mastery-focused lesson, keep the transition clean at the mix stage too. You want headroom. Don't let the fill create random peak spikes or low-end buildup. Watch your spectrum. Keep the low-end controlled. If the fill gets too bright, tame the hats around 6 to 10 kHz. If the section feels weak, don't just make it louder. First, create contrast. A small dip before the impact often makes the next hit feel much bigger. That contrast idea is huge. In jungle, impact often comes from a short, controlled drop in density, not from non-stop activity. Sometimes the strongest fill is the one that removes more than it adds. Mute the hats. Thin the break. Leave one dry snare. Bring in one effects tail. That negative space can feel heavier than clutter. Let's talk about a few advanced variation ideas. First, the half bar fling. Instead of filling a whole bar, compress the idea into the last two beats. One chopped slice, one snare pickup, one delay throw, one bass mute. That's perfect when you want energy, but not a full breakaway moment. Second, the call and response edit. Let the drums interrupt on beat 3. Let the bass answer on beat 4, then hit the full re-entry on the downbeat. That creates a more musical selector feel than just firing off extra drum notes. Third, the two-stage automation approach. First pass, broad motion for filter, sends, and bass dip. Second pass, tiny hit edits and transient emphasis. That keeps the transition clear and avoids over-detailing too early. Fourth, the phrase flip variation. On one fill, sweep right into the impact. On the next, sweep darker into the impact. That keeps repeat sections from sounding copy-pasted. If you want a darker, heavier DNB direction, a band pass auto filter on the fill can create that filthy tunnel reset. A little saturator with soft clip can add grit without destroying the transients. A utility width collapse just before the drop, followed by a wider next phrase, can make the section feel bigger without changing the arrangement much. That mono to wide illusion is a classic trick. Now test the fill in context, not just in solo. Try it as a pre-drop fill. Try it as a mid-track switch-up. Try it as a breakdown re-entry after a dubby atmospheric section. Ask yourself, does the bass return feel obvious? Does the fill read quickly? Is the low end still stable? Does it still sound like the same tune? If it only works in one spot, simplify it. Here's a quick practice challenge you can use right away. Take an 8-bar loop at around 170 to 175 BPM. Duplicate the main break to a fill lane. Edit only the last bar. Add one extra snare pickup, one ghost kick, and one chopped or reversed slice. Draw an auto filter sweep from dark to bright across that last bar. Put echo on a return and automate one final snare throw. Duck the bass by 2 to 5 dB for that bar. Then make a second version that's darker, with less effects and more drum weight. That gives you two useful options. One dubwise, one more aggressive. And that's the goal here. You are not making a one-off fill. You are building a reusable jungle transition system. So remember the core principles. Build the fill from the existing break so it sounds native. Automate the transition first. Drums, bass, filters, delay throws, and width. Keep the bass under control so the fill can breathe. Use Ableton stock devices like auto filter, echo, reverb, drum bus, saturator, utility, and EQ8. Think like a mastering engineer. Manage headroom, transients, and low-end separation, and always make the fill feel edited, musical, and phrase-aware. That's the blueprint, a selector dub jungle fill that doesn't just decorate the track, but actually moves it forward.